One of the casualties of the pandemic lockdown has been live music. When authorities banned large gatherings in March, the music industry as a whole came to a virtual standstill for several weeks. Then slowly, things started to change as artists began offering performances from their homes. Still, venues remain closed, major festivals have been canceled, and tours, large and small, are on an indefinite hold. But for at least one major musical event, the Latin Alternative Music Conference, the show will go on this coming week, virtually. Felix Contreras is the host of NPR Music's Alt Latino podcast, and he's here to fill us in on what's going on. Hi, Felix.
Hey, Sarah. How are you?
Great to talk with you. So tell us what happens at this conference normally and how it will take place now.
Okay, this is the 21st annual LAMC, and it's usually held during 4 days and nights in July, the hottest time of the year in New York. But this year, it all takes place online, and it's moved up a month. It's going to be 4 days next week. And again, normally it's spread out all over New York with daytime panels featuring things like how to license your music for commercials, guidelines for successful, how to get a manager. And at night, they feature a ton of showcases at venues all across the city.
So they moved it up.
They moved it up because they felt like it was important to keep this going and also to keep the community connected in this time when everybody is so spread out and you can't physically be in the same room. They felt that doing it right now and in this way keeps everybody together.
So before we talk more about how this event is actually going to work this year, I want to hear some of this music. What are some of the highlights that you're looking forward to, Felix?
Okay, the LAMC is one of the major places of discovery for this music, and the other being South by Southwest. That's how important this is. And believe it or not, you're going to be able to check out 39 bands online this year, like this one. It's called The Sinceres. That's T-H-E-E. It's a Chicano soul band from East L.A. It's led by a very creative young musician named Jose Quiñones, and it's a throwback to the Lowriders oldies sound of 1960s Southern California. Really, really cool sound. Their new single is called What's His Name?
Baby, what you trying to do to me?
Oh, nice. That kind of sounds like summer.
Right?
And so tell us how the organizers are actually going to pull off this festival, given the limitations of the pandemic.
The LAMC is organized by a media company called Industria Works, and they own a record label called Nacional Records. So they've been doing this for a while. And what they did is they did something very clever. They hired a guy named Jose Tillan. He's a well-known producer of live TV events like the Latin Grammys and other awards shows. And he's pre-produced all of the panels, workshops, artist interviews, and showcase performances. They're all done ahead of time. And it will be presented as one continuous stream of content for 4 days.
And is this something that anybody can just sort of tune into?
If you look for them on their website, you'll be able to register. They're offering it for free this year, and they expect to have 10,000 registrants from all over the U.S. and Latin America and beyond, anywhere that people listen to this music.
Very cool. Felix Contreras is the host of the Alt Latino podcast from NPR Music. He'll be celebrating the show's 10th anniversary with an interview with Colombian superstar Juanes, which will be featured next Wednesday during the Latin Alternative Music Conference. Thanks, Felix.
Thank you.
Una gota más de mi sangre podría, debería servir para quitarte el hambre.